I look at this and I feel the exact same way, Bo. Everybody has been saying that Buffalo might be one of the Super Bowl favorites. And then you look down and you look at the Ravens sitting there at 1-2 now, and they're 2.5-point home favorites. And that kind of leaves you scratching your head. So I'm going with you. I'm going with the Ravens at home. I think they're a good team that got off to a bad start. I think the Bills are very, 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 very good. But nobody goes undefeated in this league.
No,
man.
They don't.
It eventually reverts to the mean.
It is a kind of a little correction of a weekend. The Ravens are much better than the 1-2 record. Ravens win this game at home 26-23. All right. Let's go to Tuscaloosa, shall we? 7:30 kickoff. Georgia, a 2-point favorite. Now I'm seeing 1 point here. Over under 15.5. I think this is a low scoring game. What do you think, Mike?
It just sounds like I got a gnat in my ear. Somebody just said something. I don't know what that even meant. No, I mean, look, let's keep the main thing here, Rob, and you know me. I try to be as objective as I can, but the bottom line is this weekend I got too much Bama in me, and let's call it what it is. I do think that Bama probably has the upper hand in some ways. I think that if you're a Vegas sharp and you're looking at some of the defensive weaknesses, I think Bama's able to harass Carson Beck, though. I think Bama has a double-digit home win. I'm going to go 31-21. Bama covers. Yeah.
Oof. Well, another game that I don't have any feel for because I think these two teams are so freaking close. I think one team's strength is the other team's weakness and vice versa. And when I say strength and weakness, I don't mean strength or weakness. I just think that team, that they are separate places where one team's slightly better than the other.
Correct, yep.
But I'll tell you where I think there is a bigger edge, Rob, and that's where it starts with the head coaches. And I think Kalen DeBoer is a hell of a coach. But I believe Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football right now. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I have to take the better coach. I'm taking Kirby Smart and the Dogs to cover the one. Mm-hmm. To cover the one. They're going to win by two, baby.
What is Kirby against Bama? 1-5? But Nick Saban's not there.
I'm not sure.
It's 1-4, 1-5, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those two.
Bad outing against Kentucky. Had a week off because of that. I could see either team winning this game. I'm just going to be a homer and say Georgia wins this thing 27-23.
All right.
He's 1-5. I did the math.
Yeah, there you go.
1-5. There you
go. A lot of those are championship games.
All right. What's your bonus pick there, Squid?
Well, I'll go ahead and stay in college football, if that's okay with you gentlemen. Me and Mike talked about this off the air. He brought it to my attention. I have zero clue what Vegas is doing with the fact that per ESPN, which is what all of our picks have been by, 2.5 came from ESPN, the 1 came from ESPN. Oklahoma is traveling to Jordan-Hare, which is one of the tougher places to play in the country. I have been there when number 1 Florida came in there and lost, or number 2 Florida, I believe at the time, came in there and lost in 2006, which was a national championship season for them. But I have no clue why this game is even. None. I'm baffled. I know that Oklahoma's starting a new quarterback, but they are a better roster, and I think they're better coached right now than Auburn. I'm going to pick Oklahoma straight up in this game.
Oh, man. You're falling into the trap. I'm just telling you. You're falling into the trap. I agree with everything you just said. Also, I think Vegas knows all those things, and that's why it leaves me scratching my head as to why that line would be out there. It's funny you bring this one up because we were talking about it. I'm staying on this game, but I'm doing a little bit of what you did last week. I'm actually just going to go with the under in this one. I've got it at 45 right now. I don't know what you're seeing. I think Oklahoma's defense under Brent Venables is next level. I don't think Auburn's offense can really hold up in that situation, but Oklahoma's offense is not very good either. They had to make a switch at quarterback. There's a lot of other questions about that. Give me the under in Auburn, Oklahoma, under 45. That is going to be a good one.
I'm going to go up to Happy Valley for mine. 19th-ranked Illinois, the Fighting Illini at the Fighting Mike Contis of Penn State. Illinois with the upset. Illinois wins this one 30-27.
That's a good pick. You know what I almost did on the college before we get to the NFLs real quick? UNLV is a 2-point home favorite this week after losing their quarterback.
That really?
You want to talk about putting your antenna up just like I was just talking about? I was very close to selecting UNLV -2 with their new quarterback in the backfield against Fresno. That might be something I'm in play for tomorrow. I'm going to have to keep my eye on it for sure.
Very interesting. All right, Mike, where do you want to start? You want to start this with your NFL?
I'll go NFL, my NFL bonus pick. Look, a ton of injuries in San Francisco right, when everything they're dealing with. I actually like Gerard Mayo and the brand of football that New England's been playing with this year. The 49ers
That's been a surprise, hasn't it?
49ers are 10-point favorites. 10-point favorites on the road against New England. I'm going with San Francisco.
Oh.
I'm going with San Francisco. Why on earth is San Francisco a 10-point favorite? Because they're that much better than New England is. Look at New England's offense. Inept. Just could not do anything last week. I'm going to go San Francisco to cover that 10 right there. I think they win by a couple of touchdowns, if not more. I think this is a lopsided game.
Where's that game at?
You want to talk about coaching matchups.
Where's that game at?
It's in New England is what I'm
talking about. Oh, you're falling in the trap.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you're falling in the trap. You're going to regret that one. You're going to regret that one.
Yeah, I've done that to you 2 weeks in a row. You're just trying to get it on the record when I lose. It's not happening. San Fran. San Fran by 3 touchdowns.
Vegas lost to an inept Carolina team the 2 weeks before. Some say it's a different team. Some say it's a good team. I don't know. All I know is Vegas looked a lot better when they played the Ravens. I am confused and baffled the fact that they're a 2-point favorite. However, the thing that confuses me more is the fact that this over-under is at 36.5. I go with the over.
Mm.
Because I think Vegas' offense will be better than they were last week. And Myles Garrett is banged up. I'm not sure how much he's going to play. He's a huge loss for that Browns defense. And I don't think Vegas' defense is very good either. So I think this goes over. It's going to be something around 24-20. There's going to be 40 points scored at least. Take the over in the Vegas-Browns game in Vegas.
Wow.
Take the over, baby. Wow. It's 36.5.
I like that.
Tell them Squid Billy sent you.
It's weird when you keep talking about Vegas as a team instead of just they're the ones making the odds in this. I'm like, Vegas sees it as a tune. Oh, wait, no, we're talking about team. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I did mix my Vegases in there, so if you did get confused, I think Vegas, the bookies, think that Vegas.
The team. Raiders.
Now, I'm confused. As a home team, you're a 3-point favorite at home for a pick-em game. Falcons are a 2.5-point favorite. Does that make them a half-point underdog, technically? I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it means
this is even.
You know what it means? It means Vegas doesn't have a freaking clue.
Like I said, 111th meeting between the Falcons and Saints. Both teams have won 55. Taysom Hill is playing. He might do something to annoy the fan base and strike fear in our hearts. Falcons.
Emotional
victory.
Let's go.
Over the Saints. They're going to win this one 23-21.
Woo!
And the tubas will be quieted. The Hoodat Nation tubas, yes, thank you.
Woo!
And we're going to celebrate. Come by the Signia by Hilton for the Falcons flyover around 6 o'clock Sunday and buy me a shot.
Let me tell you something. I might stop by there so you can buy me one on my way home.
I was going to say maybe me too, but I have to work.
Well, I'll be getting off at that point of work. So I'll be leaving the locker room. I might come by for a post-game shot with Robbie T.
Maybe I'll bring Goforth with me over there. You know what I mean? Just drag him along.